Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And we end Kaya Biz this evening with a discussion on how to help women access responsible credit. It's key to financial inclusion and economic growth in South Africa. And we can't talk about a transformative South Africa, democratically, and leave women who are, you know, at the very peak of the demographic weight, and of course, who carry the backs of many generations, and at the forefront of that development that needs to happen. So our guest this evening is Genosi Rakosa, head of lending propositions at Easy Pay Everywhere. A very good evening to you, Genosi.
A good evening to yourself, Tipiso, and to your listeners.
So when we say with nearly half of households headed by women, is that really the figure or is it more? And I'm also looking at child-headed households, of which girl children are the ones that are heading that.
So in terms of the reflective of what society is structured in terms of half of the society being headed by largely females.
Okay, the line is a bit faint. We're hoping that it's going to hold out. So what are the statistics we have on the table at the moment?
So in terms of child-headed households, the government of South Africa, largely speak from a perspective, where we see that the majority of our loan book customers are actually made up of females, largely those that are child grant recipients. So from this perspective, we find that at least 78% of our book is made up of females that have actually lended from us. So from that perspective, it does tie in with the stats around the fact that women are most prevalent in society in terms of heading up households.
And for a society that says it's committed to stemming generational poverty, we see a lot of women struggling to access, as you say, responsible credit. We were just having a conversation with the founder of Edenvine about this, the challenges faced by women in trying to not only get into business but sustain us. Tell us a little bit more about the challenges that they face. Is it a cultural, is it a societal a misnomer, or what are the current barriers?
So the current barriers, particularly for women around financial inclusion, are largely around the basis that they are excluded from financial services. So many women, typically even in the corporate ladder, are those that earn far less than their male counterparts. Women are also excluded from societal standards in terms of being able to access financial services. So from that perspective, the challenges facing women are quite heavy-handed. And when it comes to borrowing, they largely rely on informal or unregistered lenders to actually earn and to access financial services from that perspective. So the challenges facing women are also structural in the sense that women have previously been largely excluded from financial services as well as from certain job situations or certain job roles. So from that perspective, it makes it harder for women to actually gain access to financial services and for them to actually earn the financial access rights to financial services from that perspective.
There's also the issue of financial literacy, but financial freedom for me is a very important one, especially where there are incidents of economic abuse. So women may be part of, say, a long-term partnership, but she does not have access to her assets or the liquidity thereof. So how much is the planning around the legislation monolithic in speaking about women and access to financial credit? Is it nuanced enough?
Is it nuanced enough? It can definitely get better. However, in terms of financial inclusion and the drive that we are focusing on from an Easy Pay financial services perspective is that we've structured our products to actually become more affordable to those that have been excluded financially from financial services. This is largely the underserved market. So, for instance, women that would actually find it difficult to manage costs to actually travel to gain access to financial services, as well as being able to, for instance, some of the questions that we face from women is, how can I pay for school fees? We actually had one incident where we had a woman that wanted to pay for their child's school fees and for their creche, however, they couldn't afford it. However, the way that we've actually structured our product is that we provide financial flexibility and to gain control over their financial services. So from this perspective, our products are very structured around how we can actually provide women with access to financial services in a more nuanced manner. So from this perspective, our products are very affordable. We also provide women with access to financial services that typically wouldn't be granted access to financial services. So for instance, these women typically wouldn't have a credit profile, which makes it difficult for other lenders to provide credit to them. So in terms of our affordability checks that we run affordability checks on our customers in a responsible manner. So from that perspective, it is definitely the fact that we are contributing to a large extent to actually improve financial literacy and financial access for women. So from that perspective, we are contributing towards ensuring that women are catered for in this segment and that women are actually included within financial services.
And how does your product address the gender pay gap?
So our product, as I said initially, is actually targeted towards female in the sense that the majority of our customers, particularly those that are lending from us, are structured and are female in the sense that we are lending to over 70% of females. The product is structured in the sense that it's targeted specifically to grant recipients. So grant recipients are those that are typically excluded from financial services. So banks, and other financial service providers do not necessarily want to lend to this market. So we lend to this market in a responsible manner. So from that perspective, it's also very affordable in the sense that we have a lending product to loan products that do not actually charge interest to women or not actually to our entire customer base, but it's skewed largely towards women because grant recipients to a large extent that take up the product are female. And they use this to cover costs such as transport emergencies, as well as any other solutions or banking solutions for them from that perspective.
So in terms of credit options, what is available?
So in terms of what is available, we have a lending proposition that is targeted at grant recipients. So this is a lending proposition that is structured in the sense that it's paid off after 6 months. And the way that it's structured is that the customer can basically qualify based on their affordability. And we are registered with the NCR and we basically run affordability checks on our customers, ensuring that we actually grant them the loan. They can actually qualify for a loan of up to 2,000 rands. And in the same breath, in terms of the actual amount itself and in terms of how it's repaid, it's just over 400 rands that a customer will be paying per month over the 6 month period. And thereafter, they can continue to lend from us or they can take a break, which we've also seen happening quite frequently in our base. We also have a 1 month product where the 1 month product is basically targeted at our grant recipients who haven't necessarily had built up a credit profile with us as yet. And basically they can get 500 rand. And what's also quite exciting on our side is that we are launching a new proposition. We're actually in the soft launch proposition of that. We are looking at expanding the loan size to at least 4,000 rand to our base. And essentially the repayment is just over 500 rand for that product should the customer need the full affordability from that perspective.
And what about the interest rate? A lot of people find themselves in impossible positions because what I like about what you're saying is that the products are not just about meeting immediate needs, but making sure that eventually it's a first step towards uplifting the household. So how favorable are those?
Our interest rates are very affordable. We actually have the option where a customer can choose to take up a product without interest. So from this perspective, the 2,000 Rand loan doesn't charge any interest at all. So a customer can choose to take that product. Or alternatively, take the 4,000 Rand product, which has an interest rate of 12%. That is still very, very affordable. I believe some home loans, for instance, have even higher interest rates than that. So we, when we structure our products, we keep in mind that we want to actually uplift our customer base. And how we plan to uplift them is to actually enable them to gain access to credit, build a credit profile, as well as make sure that they meet their immediate needs.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us and share information about your product, the Financial Inclusion and Economic Growth Plan, particularly aimed at women at EasyPay Everywhere. Kinosi Rakos, as the head of lending propositions, thank you very much for that information. And I hope listeners who are interested are better off now hearing your explanation of what you're trying to do. And that's where we leave it for Kaya Biz this evening. It's heading just a couple of seconds to 8 o'clock. Do enjoy the rest of your listening here on Kaya 959. And as I say, if you're on the roads, as I'm about to get on to, please do drive safely and focus on the road while you're enjoying the content here on Kaya FM, Kaya 959 rather. And Pimelo Mudine is up next with Point of View from Mutsipiso Makwetlet and the team. Thank you for listening and good night for now.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.